The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained here in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Motivation and Muscle, streaming radio 24/7. Today is the 26th of August, 2017. We do this every time now. Stand up, take a big deep breath through your nose, out through your mouth, and repeat, I am a winner, I am a champion. When you say these two lines among many I'm going to keep bringing in here, you change the scope of your day the minute you wake up and do this. And when you do this repeatedly throughout the day, before you go to bed, day after day, week after week, I've already got notes from people. I said within 2 weeks, you're going to have a different outlook on life. And another 2 weeks, those phrases are going to just take off on their own through your brain. I'm telling you right now, you live that way, and you're going to go places. And I'm going to tell you a couple other things right now. If you let all the junk from the outside come into you, you're going nowhere. If you build from the inside and push it to the outside, you're on your way, folks. Believe me when I tell you this. I've been talking about this now for the last month. I am doing the deconstruction and the reconstruction of my mind now, day after day after day, and it's starting to garner more and more things. We're going to get into these shows more and more down the road, but that's what I would tell you today, like every day, do that. I am a winner. I am a champion. Also, talk about a champion. Go out to our Winner's Circle product. I'm going to bring you a couple. Well, I'm going to tell you three facts right now, starting right off with this product. Fact number one, do you feel that being strong is an option or not? And is it a requirement? That is a fact. Strength is a requirement. Secondly, do you feel this fact stronger puts you in a position to pursue your specific goals? Yes, that's a fact number two. And fact number three, strength, when you apply it, will make you decisive, tireless, and a confident superhero. And we all know that in today's world, you better have those three facts going for you. Unless you just love to be mediocre. If that's what you choose to be, well, none of these three facts are going to help you out. But if you're looking for a little bit more in your life, you can go out and you get 12 modules that will change your life. And you get a 13th one free called Stewards of Strength / Gatekeepers. And you also get the 8 for 8. Which is 8 of the best people that are affiliated with the family in the show that will give you 1 hour of their time free when you purchase the Winner's Circle. Period. I mean, it's just incredible, incredible stuff. So, we're committed here. We're committed to you. You want the mental toughness. You want to be part of the Fiorella Barbell Company Stone and Steel Yard. Well, we've got your product for you. So, go out and purchase the Winner's Circle today and make the biggest change to your life you'll ever have. And remember this too. We are going to be adding module after module after module to this. This is a lifelong, ongoing product. It's not stopping at 13. Also too, we've been asking over and over to contribute to us. If you go out to the contribution page, which is right on FiorellaBarbellCo.com, you can click that. For $25, you will get the beginning, which is the module, the first module on the Winner's Circle. $50 will get you the first module on the Winner's Circle, the beginning, and a half-hour free consultation with me. And $100 will get you the beginning and 2 free half-hour sessions of free consultation with me, which you can make it 1 straight hour if you want. Whatever is your call. All you do is click on the yellow button with the contribution, go right to my PayPal account, and you're in. And you're in for a lifetime with us. And right now, I can't be more explicit or right to the point that we need contributions. We have helped so many people, and we will never stop doing it. And a lot of people have helped us out with this, but we would like others to get involved. Anything you can give would be much appreciated, and we thank you in advance. And remember, you want to make an investment in your life? We're going to be around for 30 years, and you're going to have the best investment you have ever made in yourself, your family, your kids, and those that you love around you. So go out to FiorellaBarbellCo.com, donate, and we'll take it from there. Also, go out to MotivationMuscle.com/category/podcast. Go out. We have our good friend Eric Gutman, who I'm going to bring in here momentarily. Go out and just look at all the shows Eric and I have done together in the last few years. As I said, it's an encyclopedia of free material. I don't know many people that are giving away the amount of material. And the last time we talked, and I know we've got many more than that right now, we had 759 podcasts up, and we will be celebrating 3 years September 27th. That is phenomenal. And I've had to slow down this year because normally I was doing 12 to 15 a week prior to, 2017. It's just phenomenal stuff. Also, sign up for our newsletter. The only place you can do that is out of MotivationMuscle.com. It's right below the Patreon bar there. You put in the pertinent information. It's going to go right to the MailChimp account. If you go anywhere else, it goes to Never Neverland. So you sign up there. I just put out a dynamite newsletter last night all about the Winner's Circle. I broke it down paragraph after paragraph, gave you the nuts and bolts of everything there. So check that out. Sign up. Be part of that too. And as I said, we got our good friend Eric Gutman coming in here momentarily, and I'm going to give you some information on Eric. Number one, he's a naval officer, strongman, writer, trainer, and speaker. And one other thing, and I'm going to say this before I bring Eric in. Eric is involved in a project with myself, John Bruni, and, of course, Matt Dahl, who's the creator and CEO of the Sand Dune. If you've been watching, Eric put out a hell of a video, I believe it's almost 2 weeks now, on what he was doing with the Sand Dune and the benefits already he's realized in it. And we've been talking to everybody about this. We had Dr. Wong, who's going to be involved in it, but we're going to be doing quite a bit of informational procedure on it. We're talking about certification with this product, on and on. Now, look, to get a hold of Matt, 714-995-4500. You get a hold of Matt and tell him Motivation, and right now you will get 10% off the product and free shipping in the United States, and that's a considerable amount of money. And with that in mind, welcome back, Eric. It's great to have you, brother.
Same here, my friend. Same here.
Obviously, give out your website, anything I missed. And we're going to talk about dreams, the Sand Dune, business dealings. I love doing these shows because we're kind of all over the map. And when I work with Eric especially, a lot of creativity going on because you know what? The ones that are good can speak and think on the dime. That's the winner. That's the winner. So, Eric, give out your information, sir.
So, just real quick, if this is the first time you're listening to me, all you got to know is that my quest is to live as long as I can, as best as I can. And like Eric asked, strength is a requirement to live as long as you can, as best as you can. And my website is www.ericgutman.com. That's ericgutmann.com. There's plenty of free materials where you can see the current experiments I'm performing on myself. And those experiments that are successful, I then, package them into products which you can also purchase. And other than that, you can also follow me on Facebook. That's what I got, brother.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's funny because I'm going to bring a little index card over to my niece today who's just turned 9. Hell of an athlete. And I'm already starting her off on stuff. I'm going to give her a card, and I'll say it right here. I want her to start reciting all the time to herself, and she's the type of kid that'll do it. I will do it. I can't tell everybody how psycho I am about this stuff and how, you know, you'll hear people say, ah, that shit's bullshit, it doesn't work. Okay, keep paying attention, ladies and gents. I will do it. I'm going to tell you right now. Now, I'll tell you what. Since you and I haven't talked about the sand dune, and we've been really hammering it quite hard on the last four shows, we're going to start out with a little bit of what Eric's been doing with the sand dune, what he thinks about it, and I guess, you know, we can really formulate it with the word dreams, too, and we're going to get into the business end, too. So, obviously, I approached you about it. I said, would you like me to get one sent to you? You know, blah, 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 blah. Obviously, you know, I'm no shit, so I was very happy you were so receptive to it. Let's talk the first things first. Now, you knew some information about it. You and I had talked about it. What was your first impression when you opened the box up and saw the sand dune, Eric?
So first is when you mentioned something, I didn't even know. Like, you tried describing it to me, and I kind of had an idea.
Yeah.
But I just said, you know, if Eric Fiorillo vouches for this, and he's one of the most honest people in fitness I know, then I don't need to ask questions. Like, all right, I'm good with it.
Yep.
And I remember you gave me Matt's phone number. I had like a 45-minute conversation with him.
Yep.
And he said one sentence that, as I told you before, to me is the most – and I'm getting goosebumps right now – the most impactful sentence I've heard in 2017.
Yep.
That sentence is that working with the sand dune and with Parkinson's patients is that – proprioception training with the sand dune has led to neurogenesis.
Yep.
And, you know, he didn't know how much I knew or how much he needed to explain to me, but he says, do you understand that? And I said, you know, I understand proprioception because when I talk about the vestibular system, I talk about how the eyes, you know, the ears, the cochlear tubes for balance, and the feet with proprioception tying together. And I said a neurogenesis would mean the development of new neural tracts in the brain. And I told him, if that is true, then I am really interested. And again, this is our first conversation. Over 45 minutes, you know, I really was impressed with his candor.
Yep.
And with the amount of people that he's helped and the people that he's talked to. So he sent me one. And he just asked me, like, hey, you know, I'm going to send you this. Could you please make a video on it, you know, and just kind of put up a testimonial?
Yeah.
So I received it, and I started Googling because, you know, the funny thing is I asked him, hey, what's your recommendation? What are the protocols for somebody who's already healthy or who wants to improve as opposed to, you know, Parkinson's patient? And then he smiled. Says, man, you and Eric Fiorillo always ask the same question. Says, I want you, Eric Fiorillo, and John Brunet to develop that, the athlete's one. But I'm going to go back to that one sentence that it still blows my mind. Proprioception leading to neurogenesis.
Yep.
So if my goal is to live as long as I can, as best as I can, and I find a way to develop neurogenesis, which people think cannot happen. People think you have the set amount of nerve cells, and if you ever damage one, you're done. That's like 500 less you can never recover.
Right.
So neurogenesis, neuro, right, from the brain,
yep.
Genesis, creation, would mean that you're able, through the sand dune, to lay new neural tracts, and this has been proven through his works with Parkinson's patients. But I am fascinated in the incorporating of this thing for my quest to live as long as I can, as best as I can. As I started playing around with it, every video I saw had people basically running on it or some kind of exercise, even a fireman. Great video by a fireman put out there.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And I started – I don't know what brought me to it. I said, well, nobody's using the hands. So I started playing around with it, and literally that for the last 3 weeks prior to getting it, I've been working on the heavy kettlebells. And I get a little bit of a pain in the inside elbow, minor, very minor. So I would just, you know, feel inclined to put a mixture of arnica and menthol.
Yep.
And that was enough to make it go away. I started doing like a minute of it before, and everything would snap, crackle, pop, and come into place in my forearms and my hands. And then I'd do it a minute afterwards. And ever since I've done that, prior to my workout, so only 1 minute prior, 1 minute after, I have not had to put anything on my forearms, and they don't really bother me. And it's not the forearm, it's the elbow.
Yeah.
So right then and there, I realized that with only a minute on the front end and a minute on the back end, it can make pain go away like that you're usually getting in a workout. So it's not like it's going to take 5 days to heal it. I'm saying the day I did it, I didn't have to put on the little menthol.
Yep.
And every time I work out that I do it, I don't really have a need for it. And that's just 1 minute on the front end and the back end.
Yeah.
And I'm still fascinated with exploring the proprioception leading to neurogenesis. In fact, while you were speaking in the introduction, I took the sand dune and I did the jogging in place.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Well, I did the intro, and now I'm sitting down. So I really like it. All my kids did the 3-minute test on it. I said, like, 3 minutes, sprint as hard as you can. One of my sons is into boxing and MMA, and after right. 3 minutes, you know, he was winded.
Yeah.
I love it. I look forward to exploring ways to not only make pain go away, but again, going back to my favorite sentence of 2017. Proprioception leading to neurogenesis. And if your hairs are not on end right now, it's because you don't understand what I just said. And that's okay. Proprioception is when you're using your feet and they send signals back up to your brain, and that is what lets you know where you are in time and space. So the sand dune works a lot on your proprioception of your feet and ankles. And the fascinating part is that working proprioception on the sand dune can lead to neurogenesis in your brain, which is helpful for people with Parkinson's. But I see it as a key component, along with strength, on my quest to live as long as I can, as best as I can.
I totally agree with you, and I'm going to even add to that more. You know, we know about all the connection with the feet to the brain, and obviously Matt's really brought it to the forefront. But not only are you the possibility always of stemming off anything like a Parkinson's or who knows what else. I mean, look, if you talk to Matt enough, you've heard about, you know, circuitry. Circuits break. Things don't connect anymore. You talk about the diabetic neuropathy, everything. Look at the stuff that this sand dune is fixed in people. Now, you know, Eric and I, and of course John Bruni's connected, and a number of people that have come on board that are going to be giving major feedback about this. And I know for a fact that Matt is very happy about the athleticism now component. Not that it wasn't in before, but he's talking to guys that are doing some major stuff and have been that now are recording what's going on. And I said in the beginning how we're going to be doing some serious stuff. I wouldn't be surprised before the end of the year if you see some stuff coming out of everybody's camp, putting it together and then bundling it up and putting the product out. That's one thing. But I'll tell you right now, and I made this point to Matt the other day before we did the show with Dr. Wong and I, and I will speak to Matt this weekend because Eric, myself, and Matt will do a show together next month. If you remember many years ago, I love car racing. It doesn't matter what it is. I love Formula One especially. I love anything with a Ferrari, as everybody knows, as I put them out all the time when they're on the track and this and that. But if you study Formula One racing, especially with Acura or Honda Division or anything with the major cars out there, they always used to talk about the trickle-down effect from the high-end performance. This is what I've tried to equate with Matt, and he really was digging that idea. And I've talked to it a little bit with Eric before we came on, and I've said it to John too. I said, I look at us as like Formula One, this team. And what we're doing here is we are taking what we do, and we don't expect, and I want to make this real plain, this is not a tool just for athletes. This is for people of any genre, any age, any physical ability. I want to make that fact clear. But here's where I think we've got the edge over everybody else. We are doing things that obviously most people can't or probably don't want to do. But what we're doing with these things is we are taking our experiences and bringing it down now to a level where people can understand it. So, all right, maybe we're not doing this, that, and the other thing, but we've taken all those things and say now we've put it to a point where you can do a push-up in a different way that you can never do before. That will benefit the life out of you. Or I was telling Eric about the way I'm on my knees, rocking the knees up and down, left to right, at the same time pushing my fingers through another set of sand dunes, okay? Now, tomorrow will be the first day. We talked about it with Dr. Wong the other day a little bit, and I'm going to be giving I'm not only going to be doing filming down the road, but I'm going to give it at least 4 workouts to report. This will be the first time I know of anybody with a sand dune using it between their weightlifting time frames, between set to set. So basically, say I'm in the rack doing dead stop squats, which I'll be doing tomorrow. When I get done with that set, I'm immediately go on the sand dune, 30 to 60 seconds, load the bar, get ready, take a sip of water, go again. And my whole formulation for this is this. I want to see what this is going to do now if we're going to get maximum recovery now during these sets. And by that, I don't mean only physically. What about the connection to the toes, the feet, to the brain? You know, when we talk about proprioception, what's going to be going on here? Am I going to be fixing circuits that I'm blowing apart doing a dead stop squat? Am I going to be fixing circuitry that I'm blowing apart or maybe wasn't connected when I'm walking with a hoose of steel stone 95 feet? I can't tell you how excited I am about this. I think, just like Dr. Wong, Eric said it, John, this might be the biggest thing we've ever met up with in the strength world, the ability to recover, the ability to head off anything before anything even happens to us. Do you understand? And as we go along and roll this up and fold it and cut it and bake it and eat it and do it, it's all going to be there. Eric, add Anthony Watt to it, and let's get just into dreams a little bit here, because that to me is kind of almost like a dream sequence with me, because I am formulating these mental images and ideas, and we know everything in you is imagery. And I can't tell you, tomorrow, I can't tell you the anticipation. I mean, I know you hear what I'm saying right now, but the real anticipation is when I put the sand dune on the ground, knock off the first set, say, with 190 in the dead stop squat coming out of the hole, jump right on it, bam, 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 go load the bar, take a sip, take 3 deep breaths, and launch the next one. So add anything you want to it, brother.
Well, I'm gonna just do 2 quick comments to that lead into dreams. So going with the circuitry analogy and that circuits break.
Yeah.
Up to this point, what has happened is that in some cases, people are able to rewire existing networks in their brain, existing neural tracts, to like double duty of something else. So this happens with people with strokes, with their speech patterns,
yep,
or with certain movement patterns, which is different. So it's one thing to take an existing neural network and you hot rig it so that you can like send the current that way and find second or third alternate routes to do something. And it's a whole different thing to say neurogenesis. Neurogenesis is the creation of new neural tracts. So new, not rewiring 2 old ones to shuttle the information through a different path, but the creation of actual new neural tracts. That is why that statement is so fascinating to me. The second point I'm going to make is there's a guy, one of the guys who taught me a lot of body weight and kettlebell stuff called Sean Mosen.
Yep.
He's out in Canada. And he said something really interesting. And he's doing all these like one-arm handstands and weighted stuff. And he put out a video because somebody says, wow, I would love to do what you do. And what he replies to him is like, hey, I'm not special. You know, if you're willing to do what I do, then you can do what I do.
But what he finds is that most people are not willing to put in the work.
Right.
Do the one-arm handstands and the kind of stuff that he does. Now, this guy is dedicated to his craft and is probably one of the best instructors. And by, what I mean by that is he's probably one of the best persons at actually transmitting knowledge that he has to you.
Yeah.
Because there are people out there that are performers. They can be very strong or very skilled in an area, and they like to say, look at me. And then sometimes they attempt to teach, but they can never really truly make you acquire the skill because it's all about them. So what I like about Sean is that he has enough maturity to understand what he can do and to look at you and get you to do what you need to do to achieve the end goal. And of course, everybody's different, but he's a master at breaking everything down into the most basic steps so that you can progress. And that progression seems so logical that you find yourself doing these hard things because you went through 10 progressions. Now, all within a matter of a day, a lot of the time. So it's not like you have to spend 3 months to get it. But some things do require 3 months to get.
Yep.
And it's like in this fast food society, if people can't do it in 1 minute, then they lose that drive. And brother, you have got to sit in for the long haul if you want to accomplish your dreams.
Yeah.
Because, it's like they say, if it was easy, everybody would look like Arnold and everybody would be a millionaire before their 30s. But as we know, it's not that easy. And simple is not easy. Sometimes it's very simple what you need to do. Train hard, eat right.
Yeah.
But it's hard to do that 24/7, 365, which is why people have, little setbacks, which are normal.
Yeah.
But do you have the stamina to get knocked down and get back in the ring time after time after time? Because you only have to get up one more time than you get knocked out. And like I've said before, and you know this, brother, like I've got more scar tissue on my ass than most people. So I am not perfect. I have fucked up millions of times professionally, personally. But, if it's my fault, I said, okay, I fucked up. How can I fix it?
Right.
And most people like that rather than getting into blame games. If I mess up, I go, look, I completely messed this up. Most people, you'd be surprised what a breath of fresh air somebody that's not going to play games with them, that accepts responsibility and that will say, how do I fix it? Because then you can move you don't have to play detective. Like, when somebody starts lying to you, no, I sent it yesterday. No, I did it, but it's this guy's fault. You will always end in this loop. The point is that at some point, the person's going to get an intuition whether you're lying or telling the truth.
Yep.
Now, he can't prove you're lying, but at that point, trust starts to erode. If when you mess up, you bring it up before they find out, hey, look, I messed this up. Here's what I'm trying to do. Fix it. I'm so sorry or whatever. A lot of times they go, oh, okay, don't worry about it. Just fix it. Let me know when it's fixed. But they'll remember that you're not hiding your mistakes. You're the first one highlighting it to them and what your steps are to fix it. And if you're not willing to do that, success will always evade you, whether it's in your personal relationships, whether it's in the gym, or whether it's in your business.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what. The day you give up your dreams is the day you're finished off. I'm telling you right now, there's dream stealers and robbers everywhere. And, Eric made the point. The thing that you're going to have to realize right away is nothing is going to be easy with things, all right? Obviously, what I found with a lot of this stuff, especially when you engage in all this stuff, that you can overcompensate for everything. And what I found with a lot of this stuff is this. Sometimes it's good mentally to back up, back off a little bit, not constantly be on yourself about anything and everything. And that also includes, when you want to repeat what you want in life, what inspires you, et cetera, et cetera. It's great to be consistent, but you don't have to be 24/7 on yourself either. Because when you come up with great ideas, with things you want, with things that inspire you, when you sit there and affirm what you want to be, let it go. Because once you've done that, that is going out into the universe, and you're going to get little things. You might be sitting at the table, suddenly an idea is going to pop in your head. or maybe you're going to be driving down the street. That's why I tell people, carry a small recorder with you and have it on at all times. Have it in your pocket, have it in your car, have it on you wherever you go. And why? Because the smart money is you're going to have ideas, and you know what? You're not going to remember them even 10 minutes later. And I don't care who you are, how sharp you think you are not going to remember them 10 minutes later. Have that recorder. Have two good batteries in it. Have two batteries in your I carry two batteries in my pocket half the time. Or I got them somewhere close to where I can load that right up because I think they're like triple A's or so small. All right? That's what a winner does because they anticipate. Dreams are anticipations of bigger things coming down the road. It's the same way when we talked about the sand dune. All of us are so stoked on this, all right? It all goes in with the dream gatherer, with what you're thinking about, where what you want to be. And I got news for you. If you don't live your life as a dreamer, and it's great to dream, but you also got to know how to put it into action. All I can tell you right now is once you do this, start putting it into action, things are going to go into a spiral effect. You're going to become more optimistic. The pessimism's going to die. And I got news for you. We talk about momentum here. Just think of yourself as a small snowball starting at the top of the highest peak mountain you could ever think of in the world. And like the Italian Alps, I think they call it. Go start a small snowball and watch it roll down with momentum down the mountain. That thing will be the size of a log cabin when it hits the bottom. You think that way, you implement your life that way, and you will. And I'm going to start this off real quick because I know we're near time. Business dealings, too. Eric and I got into that heavily before we came on here. And this all goes with the dream and the Sundance and or sand dune and everything else we're talking about here because we're taking a group of things and we're locking them together. And we could talk for hours about this. I got news for you. But I'll tell you right now, all this goes with your business dealings, especially Eric. Obviously, he's a naval officer. But I know at one point in his life, he's doing it now to build to it. Eventually, he's going to go out on his own. All right? I decided like 4 years ago after losing a job that I didn't care. I've almost gone through 80K. Everybody knows that. That's why we're asking for everything now. I got news for you. You're going to meet up with a lot of good and bad people and businesses. I've talked about the big changes that are starting to happen here at M&M, and it will be FBC because they're all a family together. You have to at some point, if you want to survive, you have to become a business. And there's going to be people that are going to agree with you and disagree. There's going to be people that maybe at one time were involved that maybe they don't serve the same purpose or you've asked them to do very menial, simple things and they don't come through. Or you see them doing something else with someone else and you're saying to yourself, you know what? He or she got a break and they couldn't even do that when they were with me, as an example. That isn't how you function as a business and you become a loser. A loser, not a winner. Everything here is about winning, but it isn't only the winning end. We've talked about this before. We're solutions. We're facts, like I read about the winner's circle in the beginning. I will never, no matter what, I told Eric, whether I have a stack of $100 bills in my pocket or a quarter, I will never stop helping people. But that doesn't mean that life is a free ride for you with me or anybody. Because anything that is important or pertinent to your life, there's got to be an exchange one way or another. And there's too many people out there that expect something for nothing. And when they don't get it, you know what they say to you? Basically, fuck you, I'll go find somebody else. That is not the way to serve yourself or others. And you know what happens to you then? You're on the outside looking in. And a lot of people get very upset. They will badmouth people or they won't even exchange back and forth anymore. That's a shame because you know what? Both sides lose, but the other side that's been the taker, taker, taker is going to lose more and more because people are only going to give so much before they're going to ask you something in exchange. So I just want to tell you, business dealings are like any other dealing. You have to respect. If you don't feel you can work with that person, you know what? Hey, it's good to be honest and say, you know, I don't know if this is going to work for me right now, but, you know, I'm going to contact you in a month or two, and we'll talk again. See, don't burn bridges, and always remember respect. But more than anything, remember what my dad always said, leadership. Be a leader, not a follower. Eric, take your time, summarize everything, give out your info, stay on the line, I'll give mine, and we'll get ready for next month with Matt, my friend.
All right. Well, you know, when you were talking, it reminds me, I was looking at a video by Paul Check the other day, and I like something he said very much, and is regarding energy and, you know, the kind of type of energy you have during the day.
Yep.
And he says a lot of people waste energy. So he called it the ABC, starting with the C. First of all, you got to get clear, clear on what you want. After you get clear on what is that you desire, you know, what are your dreams, once you get clear on your dreams,
right,
then you have to get your beliefs in line with your dreams. And once you know what your dream is and you get your beliefs in line with your dream, then you got to take action. And I thought that was a very beautiful, very wise, very succinct way to explain, you know, what we're talking about here. And I'll mention something that I brought to you before the call.
Yeah.
And regarding business, is I have a friend, you know, who's taught me remote healing, spiritual healing, and his name is Ed Straker. And he said something that people, you know, wanting stuff for free. And he said he realized, look, most people will say whatever it is to get what they want, especially for free. And once they got what they want, they don't care if you're sleeping under a bridge with nothing to eat, because they just want to get what they want. So at some point, respect also means respecting yourself enough to charge for what you're worth. I find that the best principle that I also learned from him is that no matter who you're dealing with, I need to ensure that whatever our interactions are, they're for the highest good of all concerned. Now, like my grandfather used to say in business, sometimes the best deal you can do with a person is the deal that is not done with that person.
Yep.
So, you know, that's the other important thing. But, you know, it all comes down to what you were mentioning, which is respect.
Yeah.
If you don't respect yourself, it's going to be very hard for you to respect others. And what I've noticed, and look, yesterday I was training with Green Berets.
Yep.
You know, and, you know, to me, hey, Green Berets are snake eaters, you know, fire breathers.
Yep.
But they were very respectful, very professional. And when you think about a Green Beret, these dudes can put steel on target in the most adverse conditions. I used to live in Puerto Rico, and, you know, there are a lot of thugs.
Yeah.
And thugs don't have any respect or discipline with a weapon. In fact, there was a murder close to my home, done at close range. And what astounded me was that 17 rounds were fired at close range. Two missed completely. And of the remaining 15, 14 were non-lethal.
Yep.
There was one lethal bullet out of the spray and pray that was done. And that's the reason. When these Green Berets shoot, it's like two to the chest, one to the head, you're dead. And they're moving because they got a mission. And the manner in which they carry themselves, very respectful, very professional. Common criminals and thugs don't have any respect because they believe that they're going to earn respect through intimidation.
Yep.
But they have no weapons handling skills, and if you drop it in a war zone, they'll be the first to die because of their lack of discipline.
Yep.
Lack of discipline goes back to respect. How much respect you have for yourself and how much respect you have for others. And like we were talking in the call, and I'll finish with this.
Sure.
Why, once you start respecting yourself, why would you choose to associate or allow anybody in your life that does not exhibit the same level of respect that you offer them? So if you're respectful to yourself and you're respectful to others first,
yep,
why tolerate anybody who is not willing to behave with those same parameters? And with that, I'm going to close. And again, if you are interested in what I have to say, If you're interested in living as long as you can, as best as you can, you are more than welcome to go to my website at www.ericgutmann.com. That's ericgutmann. There's plenty of free materials there, one of the most popular being the Liver Cleanse. But there's also books and courses that you can purchase if you're so inclined. You can also follow me on Facebook and see what we're up to currently. There, I have coaching programs that are going on right now. There's probably going to be a new one opening up in October or November. And I advertise those mainly on Facebook. So if you're on Facebook within a month, you could be part of the next iteration of coaching calls. And with that, I leave it to you, my friend.
Thank you. You know, another thing, too, when you said about the liver cleanse, I don't know if you've noticed this, and I'll make it quick. I was telling Matt this. The sand dune definitely has a cleansing effect on both ends of your body. At least I've experienced it. The only other thing I got other than doing cleansing like that was when I was using a rebounder. And not in a way where you're running to the bathroom either. I'm talking, without getting graphic, incredible, we'll just say internal scrubbing, cleaning, exiting from the body. What another great thing. And obviously we're doing some different things on it, but it all has that ability too. Go out to Motivation Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7, the Winner's Circle. 13 modules, volumes of the best stuff you can get out there, all done here for the last 15 years in the FBC Stone and Steel Yard. As I said, we're going to be adding more and more modules, but there's hours of information there that it's going to take you a while to digest, but it's explained and it gives you the ability to go out and start doing things. And, you know, you can get a hold of me at any time, and I'd be more than happy to work with you. And I know the whole synopsis of video, but here's the thing. If you don't understand what you're talking about, if you don't understand what the explanations are, people jump into video, what happens to them? They get hurt. They're done. Or they're done for a while. You know, don't get yourself in a situation like that. Be a thinker. Seriously, be a thinker. Also, contributions, 25, 50, 100. You know, you get the beginning. You get the beginning and a half hour of free consultation. You get the beginning and two free half hours of consultation. Everything goes right to my PayPal account. No muss, no fuss. Real easy. Also, too, motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. We've got to be up to close to 770 podcasts right now in 3 years. It's phenomenal what's going on around here with very little capital, so to speak. And, you know, I can't wait. I'm going to do a show with Eric. He doesn't even know about this yet. But we're going to wait. It'll probably be the first quarter of next year. It might even be by the end of the year, depending on where we are with the radio station and everything. But no better guy to do this with, because we're going to expose some of the fucking thieves that have ripped me off. And I'm giving their names out, too, because I'll make sure I'm lawyered up before we do it. They deserve it, believe me. And I know some of the things they've done to people, and I know some of the things that have been done recently to some people who disagreed with them. You know why? Anybody that cuts you off just because you have an opposing opinion is nobody you want to do business with, folks. And that doesn't ever mean coming back in a month and talking to them. That's their character. What did Eric and I talk about? Respect, character, discipline. They lack it. And you know what they are? They're a bunch of fucking pussies. Period. And we will talk about that soon enough. Also, too, go out to motivationmuscle.com. As I said, go out and look at all of the podcasts we've done. Also, too, sign up to our free newsletter. You go right to the main page, motivationmuscle.com. Right underneath the Patreon button, give the pertinent information. That'll go right to MailChimp. You're in lock, stock, barrel, and you'll be getting some great material from me, because I write all my own material. I don't plagiarize anybody. I love doing it, and I'm going to have more and more time to do it in the next year or so. Also, too, iTunes and Stitcher, 5-star review. That's what we've got, and we thank everybody. If there's a show you'd like Eric and I to do, Fiorella Barbell at NICAP.R.com. Also, too, as I said, AHA and Stitcher. No, AHA is where you're going to be able to get podcasting in your car, Motivation Muscle, 24/7 radio. You get that, you can listen to us 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. All the new cars have the capability to get podcasting, and you can get aftermarket stuff now, too. Also, too, if someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to give them 5 words of inspiration. I think we're pure inspiration here. We might harp on things, and we might tell you the highs and lows, but you never walk away from this show without feeling like you can do something. And that is the God's honest truth. That's why I started this show. I'm so tired of hearing the pessimism, the negativity about everything. You can't do it. Why do you want to do it? Fuck that. We don't live that way. I don't care. Whatever we talk about, you're always going to get a solution, something to pump you up and try. Go out and listen to all these shows. See if they do that. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. You make the choice. That's what life's about, choices. Also, too, as my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile for that day. That might be all they get. And in today's world, that is more prevalent than ever. Believe me. If you're going to lift it, bend it, break it, twist it, press it, pull it, squat it, lift stones, turn them into dust. The great Hoos of Steel Stone Crusher says in blood red, domination. We are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone's. Dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. No one will ever clip our big balls. And as Russell Furr says, who's been listening to Eminem from the beginning, when I hear your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping through my speakers. I got news for you. It's going to be dripping even more. It's going to be like an avalanche all the time here. Also, too, Frank Klein, my greatest college professor in business, repetition, repetition, repetition. I'm going to be doing a solo show very shortly, too, because when Mr. Klein put American on the board every day and he boxed the last four letters and it's called I Can, wait to hear the show I'm going to be doing. It's going to be a solo show in the next few days. It'll make your head spin right off the axis, what I got to say. And it's going to equate an awful lot of things. And some people might not like what I'm going to be saying either. But you know what? Turn the channel. You don't like it. We are answering the bell to everything out there now. You can let it go by and think it's going to cure itself, but it's not. You need to stand up, you know, and be counted, as they say. So, also, too, my father, big time, be a leader, not a follower. Be a leader, not a follower. John Ridge, next week, we come up on 3 years we lost this guy to cancer. He would walk every patient to the door and keep smiling. I smile every time I say it, and I say it multiple times during the day, and I know John would be very happy I'm keeping his legacy around. I love all those gentlemen. They were very, very big in my life, and they always will be. I think about every one of them every single day. Also, be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Tell 100 or more of your friends, we are not going to kick your door in. We're going to blow the roof off your house. Join the family. Join the revolution. I promise you, 30 years like nobody else out there. 30 years. Also, too, the great Les Brown says you all have greatness in you. We will take it 2 steps further. We believe in you, and we got your back. How many people say that anymore in today's world? And before I sign off with Eric, men, get rid of the 9-month belly, the spare tire. You got sons and daughters who are watching every move you make, whether you think so or not. Nieces and nephews. Wives, support your husbands. Husbands, support your wives. Same thing, boyfriend, girlfriend. Don't let these vultures drive a wedge through you. They're all vampires, believe me. Stay together. Stick with us. We need you here to be part of the family and the revolution. Eric, always an honor. We do some fabulous shows here, and like you and many here, we can just roll off the cuff. That's the sign of real excellence, and I thank you for being on, my friend.
Thank you very much for having me.
Anytime, you're always welcome here. So for Eric Gutman, this is Eric Fiorello. I'm going to talk to Matt this weekend. I want to do a three-way show with Matt Dahl, obviously the creator of the Sand Dune, Eric Gutman and Eric Fiorello. And in a month's time, we're going to even have more notes to compare. And Eric hasn't been on with Matt yet, and I want to get Eric on here because Eric is part of the team here. And I think it's very important that we share information, the three of us together, too. So, look, everybody, have a great weekend. Life is out there. Go after it and help a million people along the way. That's what strong men and women do. Have a great weekend, and we will talk to you soon. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.